You shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the bad angels rebelled against God, the kingdom of the angels was split into two different parts. There were the good angels on the one half and the fallen angels on the other side. In like manner, from the time of Adam's sons, the human race has been divided into two different classes of people. The followers of Cain, who are known as the children of men on the one half, and the faithful ones, the descendants of Seth, who are known as the children of God. The children of men sought the goods of the earth and became corrupted and evil, while the children of God sought the goods of heaven. The first class of people worked for temporal things and temporal gain, while the second class worked for spiritual things and spiritual gain. The life of a good Catholic, who is part of the children of God, differs from that of the worldling, or at least it should. So also their reward in the next life will differ. That is what our Lord was referring to when he said in the Gospel for today, "You shall lament and weep, but the world will rejoice." That is, your life on this earth might not have the external appearance of joy as those who are in the world. He was trying to point out to the apostles that things will be different for them in this life. There will be trials and hardships, but also that their sorrow will be turned into joy. He also made it clear that these troubles would only be for a time, for a little while, to be precise. In fact, these words, "little while," are used seven times in this gospel today. The term "little while" can either refer to our Lord's death and how he was gone for 3 days from the apostles, or it can refer to after his ascension into heaven when the apostles didn't see him again till after their own death when they went to heaven themselves. But in either case, it is clear that our Lord was referring to his absence when he used these words. He was saying that he would be gone for a little while and then he would be returning, or the apostles would be returning to him. But we can apply this to our own life, for when our Lord is gone from us in this life, we have sorrow and sadness. But if we return to him through the sacraments, then our joy will return. Our Lord was clear and wanted to make sure that the apostles understood what he was talking about, because he knew, as we know from experience, that when trial comes, whatever it is, our job or living situation or health or financial difficulties, or for the apostles, persecutions, that the problem will seem to us to last forever, or it may seem that it is never going to be fixed. But our Lord is telling us that the difficulties of this life, no matter what they may be, will only last for a little while. This should strengthen our virtue of hope, for by this virtue we can look beyond the troubles of this life and hope for heaven, where the joy will not be taken away from us. The joys of this world can be taken away from us, though. Most of the sorrow we experience here has to do with the loss of temporal things, or at least the foreseeable loss of these temporal things. To protect these so-called joys, we work tirelessly, or sometimes concern ourselves heavily with political things, which our worry or attention won't change, nor will our worry be able to preserve our temporal gains for more than a little while, since all temporal things must come to an end. Our soul, though, will last for more than a little while. It will last for all eternity. This is something which is very clearly pointed out by our Lord in many places in the scriptures, Yet we often forget about it and are tempted to live in the way of the world, the way of the children of men who rejoice in this life. It is always surprising to me when you come across stories, particularly in the Old Testament, where people would be told directly by God to do something. It's in the case of Adam and Eve, of Moses and of Jonah, but they would disobey his direct order. Jonah, for example, God told him to go to Nineveh, but he got on a ship and went directly the wrong way, hoping that God would not notice. You would think that if God told you directly to do something, it would be almost impossible for you to not do it or delay in doing it. Yet our Lord tells us many things very plainly in the Gospels, but we often forget about them or refuse to do them. He says, for example, love your neighbors as yourself, but somehow that often gets translated to love your neighbor as yourself when it's convenient. The pull of the world as well makes us forget the things or commands of God. We are like sheep, as I mentioned in last week's sermon, who want to fit in with the flock, but when we do this, we are easily turned away from God. Plus, more often than not, this worldly flock is composed of the children of men who run around like sheep jumping over imaginary ropes, or perhaps more accurately for our time, it is composed of people who believe perhaps everything they see on the TV or comply with every crazy idea of someone in a lab coat. We don't want to be part of those who give into the joys of this earth, for not only is there no promise of reward in the future, but it also leads us away from God and leads us away from the truth. In a little while, if we are faithful, we will be with Christ. No matter how long we live on this earth, it will always be short in comparison with eternity. Therefore, we should store up for ourselves treasures in the next life, that is, graces and good works. Though we might be ridiculed for doing this, or for our beliefs, for our belief in the truth, and most importantly, for our belief in Christ, that is okay, because our life here must differ from those in the world if we want our reward in the next life to differ. Plus, it will only be for a little while, and then we will be with Christ, and no one can take that joy from us. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.